This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. How's it going?
It's good. I only meant to do one ding there, but my hand flinched. I did two. Gave you double ding.
Nerves.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Nerves will get you.
They will.
It is Tuesday.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it. 21st.
Oh, I see what she's doing.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I get that too. I get random twitches.
You get that more the older you get, I think. Like my days of being a surgeon are past.
Don't kill the dream.
No, I mean, I suck at operation now, the board game.
The only thing you know about a surgeon is the general warning on them things.
And they all got them on there.
They have to. Mm-hmm. It's like wallpaper provided by cigarette awareness.
Eventually, you'll go see your dude man. You'll get a Ziploc bag with a surgeon general warning on it.
I have to tell you that this... you're taking in carcinogens?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to sign this affidavit saying that if you get high, drive home and hit a school bus, that you won't sue me, the dealer, the dude man, a.k.a. dude man.
Yeah.
A dude man waiver. That's
your dude
great.
Man's going to have to carry $1 million in liability insurance to operate in South Carolina.
Man, I got to move my operation to North Carolina.
Yeah, we all had to move states, man. Half of us in Georgia, the other half North Carolina now.
My son, the porn addict, moving down to South Carolina now because he can't watch it up there no more.
Yeah, we're going to squat. You know the commercials where they tell you, hey, don't smoke. So-and-so smoked for so many years. And
they're very graphic.
But they don't tell you anymore if they died or not.
No, they don't.
Oh, they used to. You're right.
So now you got kind of curious. The guy don't have any toes? Like, what happened to him?
Well, I mean, that's not a full-on... take you out. You can live without toes.
I think he coaches the Colorado Buffaloes now.
Lost a big toe now.
What's his last name? Von Erich, by chance.
He lost the whole foot.
Yeah, no. Ooh. Very crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I know the guy with the hole in his throat, he passed because he had to cut his grass with a kerchief on his neck.
I remember. And just the...
he had to take a backward shower.
All of that. Yeah. That's not true, but probably.
No, Matt, a minute ago you said carcinogens.
It's probably not right.
That's a word that people say different ways. Because a lot of people
carcinogens.
Say carcinogens, but other people say carcinogens. Yeah. I don't think anybody knows how to properly pronounce it.
I don't really.
I don't. I don't know which one's right.
I've only read it.
I hear people talk about it, then they say carcinogens or carcinogens, but I don't know.
It's been years since I talked to C. Everett Koop.
Yeah.
That's the last one I could remember. I don't know who the Surgeon General is anymore. They used to make a big damn deal about that.
Now we're lucky to get a call back from C. Thomas Howell.
Right.
He was mean looking Koop. He was
scary. My God. He was like the beard of knowledge on Pawn Stars. That's the way he looked. He looked like you know what?
Yeah.
That's what he looked like.
Yeah. I was watching a documentary about Vegas since that dude popped up on it. I sent you the picture.
Yeah.
It's a documentary about Vegas in the 50s.
Looking like old Zac Brown.
The current Surgeon General is Vice Admiral Vivek H. Murthy.
Yes.
I knew it was a Navy man. Would you like to hear the internet say carcinogen?
Yeah.
Carcinogen.
Carcinogen.
Well, that sounded good. Can I change the voice?
Carcinogen.
Can you make it sound like Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, it should get you.
You don't want to do that?
I mean, that would be frightening to have a voice where, I'm not being facetious here, but like a voice where like even AI is like, oh, we're going to do a version.
It should have her doing the German accent from Jojo Rabbit.
Goober.
Oh, hang on. You can start looking up more. This is, Sidetrack Fat Boy can turn into fun things.
Yeah, Sidetrack Fat Boy is one of my favorites.
Yeah. He's going to have to dump out on himself eventually.
Yeah. Stop looking up words.
Well, Fat Boy's brightly colored today in his blue and white attire.
Oh, it's North Carolina day.
Hang on now.
Going gambling.
He looks like a Tar Heel.
No, I don't.
You got to blend in when you go up there.
Like, you look like Richard Petty's car from 1971.
It's the freaking Superbird?
Superbird,
yeah. Superbird. Big old.
Rich.
Started talking to us like a car in cars.
Back when they used to run the beach
course. You're Humpy Wheeler.
Myrtle Beach.
Humpy Wheeler, man. You don't. That's a real, I told my kid, I was like, that's a real person. She's like, uh-uh. And I was like, yeah, it is, too.
You don't watch your mouth, he's going to smurf you up, man.
Oh, Lord. Boss Hog car.
I mean, the less famous Pearson Dugan.
I wonder if Dan, like, how, you know, when people moved into Austin, Texas, you know, and took over, I guess you'd call them hipsters if you want to collectively call them anyone, anything. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they went in and they saw the people driving around the Cadillacs with the big horns on the front. If they're like, guys, look, we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore. We need to get rid of these and have a million homeless people living in the streets.
Yes, we need. Yes.
The hipsters that, man, they made Austin the coolest place in America and then they ruined it entirely.
Yeah. Just went in and I don't. Portland too. It's not too. Even gentrifying. It's Asheville? Just like, I don't know what. Just you went in and put a new coat of paint on.
Yeah.
A new spin.
All the places that the hipsters took over had a bunch of really cool hip businesses and thriving music scenes, and now they're all on fire.
I'm telling you.
About Austin, Portland, Asheville. There's other ones too, but those are the three big ones I know of.
I think that was the new move.
Yeah.
Rather than go in and like, you know, it's kind of like what they. Other things like we've talked about, like the whole cycles of New York City.
We're going to gentrify. Well, turns out you didn't.
Glitz and glamour, scary porn stores. Yeah. Glitz and glamour, whores and drugs. Yep. It just changed back and forth to the same people buying the properties over and over again.
Yeah.
Just driving them into the ground, buying them, selling them when they're, I mean, it's like the stock market with real estate.
The little bit of hipster gentrification happened in those cities has now fallen prey to hedge funds and private equity firms buying up all of it.
You ain't kidding.
And every house they can find.
And you can feel good about it and say, oh, man, at least they're American on. They might have a seat on the board.
But they are, in fact, not.
No. They an employee of the system just like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just set Teddy Gentry up for a pretty good solo title.
I think we did.
He wants to roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
You always say the best stuff. When I got a mouthful, a drink.
Famous last words.
Yeah. You always say,
it's the swallow challenge.
You hear the funniest things coming from the man standing on the other side of that hole in the wall. When it's Fat Boy.
There's my chair. Mine's got me at glory holes every day.
No, I was saying, you're the one talking, though.
You're supposed to put your mouth up.
You're the one standing there making jokes.
You just don't want to be the one that looks through.
I put you on the right side this time.
You get your eye dotted.
It's always there.
Yeah, but you're on the other side in this joke.
And look, let's be honest. They wouldn't either one of you stand there that long.
No.
Pull up chairs to the glory hole.
Well, plus we need a glory hole where you can lay on your back.
Oh, God.
It's funny you mentioned that.
We just get a piece of plywood laid on our belly while we're on our backs.
I am the table.
Reminded me of a video I just saw.
I imagine.
Sure. Like, you can only see the chick from the waist down.
Oh, my gosh. That's not cool. That's like when they don't take the bra off during sex. I don't like that either.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
That's in the Kaley Cuoco show.
You sit there and say, first thing I want to do when I get home is take his bra off. But then you leave it on during sex.
Yeah.
Right, Paige?
Sometimes. Yeah. Other That's times, right, you're a nudist.
Yeah. In the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
I think Paige, she goes to her lake house. There's like a little receptacle there at the gate when you go in. She takes off all her clothes and puts it in there.
That'd be great.
She frolics around nude the whole weekend.
Yeah. I was walking around the house naked this morning for a while.
Did you?
I ate cereal naked.
King Vitamin.
Who's cereal? King Vitamin.
It's
yes.
It's this guy. You might know him. His name's Captain.
Oh yes.
It wasn't all berries, was it?
They changed the name. Capitan Crunch. It was
Bran Flakes, but I had to put a little Cheerios in with them because I ran out of Bran Flakes. I had to top off a bowl with Cheerios.
They need to make Queen Vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Cereal.
They do. I was only naked because I messed myself though.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
I didn't really. Okay. Sometimes I do, but I didn't know.
I was going to say, with you, it's constant tough. That's a joke.
That time it was.
Really that's happened. Not a good start to a day if you mess yourself. Well,
that's the place to do it, though.
And then like I stepped in cube steak.
Stepped in cube steak. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have the blinds open?
Well, no, but I did have to let the dogs out while I was nude. I didn't go with them. I just had to go up to the big sliding door and open it and stand there.
They're doing that look where they act like they're in trouble. They're wanting not looking at him in the eye like, daddy, I'm sorry.
They're not going to give you a sniff.
I do the same thing, daddy. I'm going to do it when I get out here. It's not going to fully fall right out.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the video?
What a horrible way that is to go to the bathroom.
Going around right now, it's some older lady and some lady who works at a gas station, and they're wrestling inside the store, and then the younger lady like does like a backwards kind of arm drag or backwards kind of hip toss on her, where like they're facing this way and go that way.
Yeah,
it's like a backwards hip toss basically. But then when the older lady gets up. Before she leaves, she starts shaking her legs, and you see one fall out of her shorts right on the floor. And then she just walks off. That was the punctuation mark on the fight.
God.
It's like, yeah, you're not going to finish it at that point.
Uh-uh, no.
Yeah.
And the lady she's fighting with works there. She's got to clean it up. Yeah.
Who trapped the sausage link?
I'm not going to win the fight, but I'm going to make a mess on the floor on my way out.
When you said she was shaking the leg, I thought like a dusty dance. Like just
shaky leg. Okay, Grateful Dead.
Like, what's the video that keeps going around? Is it Earthquake and Dusty? Is it a wrestling?
There's one man, Akeem, man gang. From Spartanburg, George Gray.
Oh, are they overselling?
Yeah.
Where Dusty hits Akeem when he's doing the Akeem gimmick and he starts dancing after he gets elbowed.
Yeah. That's a weird gimmick for old George.
It was.
He was great.
It was good.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he is. He's still alive.
He's
down in Mississippi or Louisiana somewhere now.
Oh, is
I remember because he got affected by a hurricane flood a few years ago.
How
have
we never
GoFundMe.
Cross paths with him?
He don't live around here anymore.
But he doesn't do like, we don't go to those anymore.
Yeah, but he's never done too much around this area, right? I mean, a little bit here or there like 20 years ago, but it's been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So many legends just sitting around us.
Yeah.
Come in.
It's weird. He moved out there, and now Hacksaw Jim Duggan lives down here.
He's pointing to his crotch.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Or if the neighbors saw you this morning. Love the show, Nine. Nice hog, Niner.
That's
kind of creepy.
I've never so hard. Turn the air up.
That's always cold in the house. Everywhere I go is always freezing. It's always cold in here. It's always cold at home.
I'm butt naked too, Nine.
Honey, come here and look. The bull actually got in his house this time.
Bull's in the house.
It lives there. He sits in the chair.
That's a compliment. That bull had bigger.
It's like Arnold.
Well, you both got smoke coming out, you know.
Mine's vape.
Sure it is. No, I don't know that. I'm just playing.
Little video.
You gave someone a story like that woman naked in the hot tub on her front porch gave us that day.
Yeah.
It just drove by.
Nobody drove by that I noticed, but I don't mean it didn't happen. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Do you like, was it cold in the house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was cold in mine this morning, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's very weird weather temperament. Like it's 80 something. Going, you know, the highs or whatever to get real hot during the day, and then at night, as soon as that sun's gone, boy, it gets cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting spring.
It's like I'm just learning how seasons work in my old age.
We're getting spring this year. It's weird. We kind of have like an actual spring for once. We don't usually get those.
No. But we didn't have a true on winter. So.
No, we did very little winter this year at all.
God, I saw a thing yesterday talking about that big, not to be all doom and gloomy, but that big, the solar flare that they had that went off the other day.
Yeah.
If it had been pointing toward the earth, we'd all been scorched.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like it was on a news thing.
Yeah.
They were saying, yeah, it went on this side, thank God.
So it would have really burnt some electronics then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was looking out for us.
On the dark side of the sun.
It was a great big one.
It's on the dark side of the sun.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there is one.
You don't know.
Can't say for sure.
You can't.
Maybe it only shines on the one side.
Right.
I hope it's not only a half star.
But no, we orbit the sun, though.
Sure we do.
That's what I've been told.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's why they make you make your own mobile. Mm-hmm. Teach yourself. I don't believe none of that.
What planet did you make out of paper mache?
Your anus.
You had a lot of paper mache.
Plaster of Paris.
Yeah, a lot of brown paint, too.
I didn't do a model of it this morning.
Oh. anytime.
A big one.
I did Mercury.
Did you?
Yeah. Not because it was the smallest planet, because nobody else was doing that one.
Did it for Joey.
Like I said, we had Pluto was still a planet back then, so it was the smallest.
Gosh. That's Pluto? A goofy planet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, speaking of the planet,
all the really creative girls in the class did Saturn with the rings on it. I'm like, I want to do that one, but I'm not creative enough.
Were the cars out then?
No, yeah, right. Probably.
Probably something to do with it.
Yeah,
kind of rings.
They just wanted to show off that they could do one and put rings around it, and it'd be pretty. And like, I'm over here with this lump of Mercury.
I did the whole solar system, like with wire hangers and stuff.
No, we just did individual planets.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Scholars.
They'll re-examine that,
I'm
right?
I'm so old. The planets have changed. Like, Pluto was. No, it's not. Yeah, it's like when your parents got divorced twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, that's my husband. No, he's not.
Not
yes,
anymore.
He is again.
He is again now. Yeah.
Nope.
Took him back.
My parents got married three times, divorced twice.
That's it.
Well, wow. they got divorced twice, but then got remarried a third time. Then my dad died, so what? They didn't get divorced a third time. They would have.
Okay.
If he kept living, they'd have got divorced three times.
That's amazing.
Oh, boy. Well.
My mom lucked into being a widow.
Lucked into it.
A widow.
What did you just say?
Widow.
Oh, widow.
Widow.
She was a lonely widow woman. We have for you a good show today that I can't tease you too much on, other than telling you listening right now, that you are going to enjoy this update on a truth and consequences. We always say, oh, we'd love to have an update on that. Well, by God, we got one.
Yep.
And I can't say too much, again, because it's an update. So that means, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just telling you, in less than an hour, you want to have your ears and your attention right here.
You don't want to miss this.
I mean, you want to keep it here till 10 a.m. Eastern, but... If you know, work and kids and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. But it's going to be real good. Yeah. Truth and consequences.
You want to plan your bathroom breaks around truth and consequences.
Yeah.
Because some of y'all need to take a break to listen, and some of y'all need to go before so you can listen after.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. With earbuds, you can sit in there and pretend to go to the bathroom and just listen.
That's what people do at one particular gas station chain all the time for a long time. You can never get in there to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Well... Not so quick, is it?
No, it ain't. You can hear them playing games on their phone. You can't hear the sound effects.
I know you're talking about it.
Wasn't talking about you, Stuart. You good.
No. That's why I said not so quick.
Yeah. I like you, Jim.
Free microwaves. Feel free to text us, 72341. That is the TLCMotors.com text line.
Don't text and drive. Also, standard measure data rates apply.
Paige, who does not text and drive.
Never.
What is going on in the press?
Well, Forbes, their advisor study on dangerous driving has been released, and you may be living in one of the five top 10 states of the worst driving records because they're in the South.
The five top 10 are?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Good Lord. That sounds like something the South would say.
Yeah.
Okay. And I can say that. I'm from here, so y'all can fuck it. All right. Don't you love that? that way of thinking. I can say it. I am one. You know, that kind of thing. All right, morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, a new study by Forbes looked at states with the worst drivers. So they wanted to compile the list, and they had a criteria with what they were deciding would make the worst states. So they looked at drunk driving, drowsy or distracted driving, or have they been...
We don't text and drive down here.
No.
Thank you.
Or have they been involved in fatal car accidents? So... what they found after crunching all the data, that New Mexico tops the list of the states with the worst drivers. Wyoming is in second, followed by Texas, Oklahoma, Montana, Louisiana, Kentucky, Kansas, Mississippi, and Missouri. And congratulations, South Carolina. You ranked 11th. You didn't make it into the top 10.
I'm going to say, I mean, we got to be low down, like way down the list somewhere. It's weird to me that
those first two are so less populated.
You got Wyoming, Texas, Montana, New Mexico. You have all the states with room. So if you got a lot of room, you don't usually have to worry about traffic. And then when you get in traffic, you don't know what to do, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. It's the small little, or not small, but like the city parts of those big, vast areas that are just overrun.
Yeah.
Again, it's the New York thing. We think of New York as New York City only.
Yeah.
And not farms and, you know, everything.
Now, you want to talk about...
They have everything in New York.
The driving in New York City is quite terrible because the cabs just play bumper cars with each other. That's just what they do. They're constantly hitting each other, constantly bumping and scraping. This is what they do there. I mean, is it like it can't be considered good driving because they're constantly hitting other cars, but it's just how they do in the cabs for some reason there.
Do you feel like it's not a credible list unless Georgia's in the top three?
Ah. So you want to know how the rest did.
Yeah, where's the top 5 of 10 or whatever it was?
The best?
The top 10 of 5.
Whatever it was.
Well, that would be the states in the South would be Louisiana.
Oh, the ones you said were the top.
Yeah, okay. There were 5 of the top 10. So let's talk about, well, South Carolina was ranked 11th, and then Georgia was 27th.
What? Oh, yes.
Well, if you did a list about drivers that go to other states and get in the left-hand lane on the interstate and do 40, Georgia would be number one by a mile.
Alabama was 12th.
Maybe they drive, well, no, I've been to Georgia. They don't drive good there either.
Mm-mm. You mean Alabama?
I was talking about Georgia still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Alabama sucks too.
So, North Carolina is 20th.
Have you ever been somewhere and thought, man, these people drive well?
No.
No.
Usually if you go somewhere, it might be like a vacation thing, and even on vacation, you're not relaxed. Mm-hmm. You're in a hurry to hurry up and get there. I got to get to the Crystal Palace.
I used to be complimentary of the church in California. Oh, Crystal Cathedral is the one I'm talking
about.
Crystal Cathedral.
I meant just the palace.
Yeah.
Whatever Alabama theater's called. If it's called that now, I don't know.
I used to be complimentary of the drivers for the most part when you get into Uptown Charlotte, but that's gone to hell too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mint Street sucks.
That's real bad now. Like they used to be real polite in Charlotte. Now they're as rude as anywhere else. It used to be they'd let you over and stuff, but remember last time we went to Charlotte together, we were on the on-ramp getting cut off by people flying up in the emergency lane, cutting in right in front of us while we're stopped.
It felt like what Chicago feels like.
Yeah.
Move. Love the show.
Especially when you got to park and walk to the concert through the bus terminal.
Yeah.
God almighty, I've never said no so much in my life.
Mm-mm. Well, you could go to the other one. You go to Bojangles or whatever it's called. Now I think Bojangles still. And you could park on the other side and got to walk through the creepy tunnel.
Now boarding the bus to Wisconsin. Yeah. Now boarding.
Yeah, right.
Well, the state with the best drivers is Massachusetts, believe it or not.
not that I ever saw.
I've been there, too.
Yeah.
I've driven there.
People on the bus have road rage.
And then?
Very angry state, Massachusetts. Everybody's just mad.
New Hampshire, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island are in the top 10 of the best, though. Congrats to those people.
Basically, it's states where you don't usually have far to go have better drivers on paper than states where you have to travel longer distances to get somewhere. Because you got to think about your commute time in Montana or Texas or some spread out place is probably longer than in a tightly compacted place like the Northeast.
Or you all work at the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Like certain parts of West Virginia, like... You know, you live in a certain town, you only have one place to work.
All they got's a Walmart, man. Or a coal mine.
Or a coal mine or a Walmart. You're going to get the...
One or the other.
You're going to be drinking some rock gut whiskey eventually.
Eventually, either way.
Well, if you were going to turn 80 years of age, why not throw yourself a birthday bash?
You might have to at that point.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Yeah, it's coming back. Yeah, Paige said it. I mean, people are going to start asking you guys about it a lot.
You want to do stage announcements in your wheelchairs?
Huh? Well, George Lucas, he turned 80, and his party was emceed by Steve Martin.
Imagine how pissed off a tour manager would be if he had to push us out in wheelchairs onto the stage. They already hated enough.
We're going to sting you guys down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn it, radio.
Star Wars and Indiana Jones theme music.
Radio to the stage now! Remember, they always just call us radio.
Yeah.
Yes. dang it.
We look nothing like the dude from T.L. Hanna.
Not at all.
Uh-uh. Who passed away, too.
Oh.
I don't know why Steve Martin's emceeing the birthday party. He retired.
No, he's playing Spartanburg, but he doesn't do press.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about that, Steve Martin.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's fun. Yeah, I've already inquired. He doesn't do press, which, I mean, he doesn't need to, but I have some fun.
What is he promoting?
That's what I'm saying.
He's coming to
once.
Spartanburg. That's what he would be promoting.
His 80th birthday was Saturday at his Skywalker Ranch, and as we said, it was emceed by Steve Martin, and it had a pretty incredible guest list.
You know, some people are listening right now, like, man, Skywalker Ranch, that place creeps me out, man.
It does. I do love Pop That Blankie, though. That was a good song. But you were talking about Skinwalker, wasn't
I saw
you?
That movie about that Skywalker Ranch, man. That place is scary.
I'm what Luke Skinwalker. That's where they say aliens.
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot of weird stuff goes on there. You should watch some of the stuff about it. It's wild.
It's a new Area 51.
I won't get scared.
Scared?
You think it's Spawn Ranch for some reason. I know what that place was.
Or in Spawn Ranch. That's where Manson lived.
Go Braves. God. Milwaukee Braves. Not Atlanta.
Warren Spawn.
Yeah, Warren Spawn Ranch.
Well, the incredible guest list included Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Samuel L. Jackson, Tyler Perry, Steven Spielberg, Peter Jackson, Oprah, Robert De Niro, Queen Latifah.
This was the Bohemian Grove, right?
Chris Rock, Jon Favreau, and Warwick Davis.
Oh, wow.
Leprechaun. But they did a lot of work together.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
They should have made Madea.
I was wondering, like, does he come as Madea? That would
make the best. Hey, honey.
There's a great video of Warwick Davis. He drives a big SUV, and it's just him pulling up at his house and then falling out of his car. It's awesome. I'm going to try to find it. You want to hear Fatboy cackle?
He's a regular Wolf of Wall Street.
So there were also performances by some pretty good singers like Alicia Keys, John Batiste, Don Henley, H.E.R., and
he's not even trying to. You gotta see.
I showed him Warwick Davis falling out of the car. he cackled like I predicted.
He just walks off like nothing happened. And he was in Harry Potter.
Star Wars and Indiana Jones music throughout the party. So like, that's pretty fun.
What do you talk to Peter Jackson about? Because I don't know if he's fat again or if he's skinny still.
You get it. You could see it and appropriately respond.
Yeah.
Like, you remember you used to be fat?
I dang it, Matt, that was brilliant. You can see and appropriately respond. That was damn brilliant. I want to cuss. This is good.
If you had that many celebrities, wouldn't you want to roast when you turn 80?
I'd be like, this party kind of sucks. You giving out toys or something, George? I mean, damn. I got to talk to Peter Jackson and Madea.
How did we get Oprah and not get Gail?
Where's Billy D. Williams? He's not on the list.
Where's Stedman?
Yes.
Stedman had to stay home with the animals.
I know you let Stedman out of the house, any Oprah? That's what I'd say.
It's boys now with Dolly Parton's husband.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Carl.
Carl Barton.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
I took her name.
That's got a better ring to it. You should have. I don't think
I took her last name and her coat of many colors.
You know, Dolly wouldn't respect you for that.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Paige.
Where you want to go, Steady?
What is up in sports?
So everybody's weighing in on the Harrison Butker not really even a controversy. Everybody's mad because the guy had an opinion. So we got Eddie Vedder giving his thoughts.
This was at whose college graduation?
Benedictine, yeah. I think the university's called.
Yeah.
This is Catholic College.
So we got audio from Eddie Vedder at a show last night talking about Harrison Butker.
Well, I've heard what he says about the homeless people. I can't imagine what he's going to say here.
We can get mad at Eddie for having an opinion now.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Yeah, I got some folks.
Well, that's what you want. You want to go, you know, have some fun, hear your favorite band, reminisce about the 90s, and talked to about politics.
You want to hear Eddie Vedder preach at you in his awful, fake, made-up accent he uses.
Yeah. Like, I clipped a part of it. He goes on a rant for over 5 minutes in between songs.
Oh, we got audio.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, we get to hear his made-up accent he uses.
Yeah, but they don't sing much, it seems. Pearl Jam.
Okay. We will play that. We'll do sports. And then don't forget, in a galaxy far, far away, there will be an update on a Truth and Consequences that I can't say any more than that, but you don't want to miss it. And that's coming up shortly. But sports with the Sith of ketchup. Fat Boy, right after this. Good morning.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, Lord. Well, Harrison Butker, everybody's talking about him. As far as I can tell, still, he's got the top-selling jersey in the league. Oh, also, there's another petition to counter the petition going to get him kicked off of the Chiefs.
What, a petition to not have him lose his job?
Yeah. How weird is that? That's what we're seeing, though, in this culture now.
Yeah.
Because they want you to have, the woke mob wants you to have the right opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else is so sick of it. They're like, you know what, the hell with all you guys.
There's a bunch of people buying his jersey. What, are they going to wear it? I don't imagine they will.
No, they're going to frame it.
I don't imagine they'll do that either.
And put it up on the wall in their clubhouse.
There'll be a ton of them at Goodwill's in a couple years.
Even a Clark Hunt that owns the Chiefs, his
watch
daughter.
Watch it now.
His daughter's all supporting him, you know?
Really?
I bet, look, you're lucky you're good. We're going to keep you on the team because you got a strong leg. We took you off the Panthers because you kept Graham Gano too long, but we're glad you're here now.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Vedder's got comments.
Yeah.
Oh. He's playing his show. You know, Eddie's got to stop and take him a little break. I'm going to talk to you for a little bit.
Hey, let's talk about what's going on outside this building.
So pretty much. He's like, let me get your ear for a second. This went well over 5 minutes.
Let me talk to you. What do you think about Palestine?
What do you want to talk about?
Palestine. McCready, come over here and talk to him.
He's like, man, I got to pee, Eddie. Stone.
I got croons.
You're stoner.
Croons. He's got croons.
He just starts riffing on him. Here's a stone on the whatever he plays.
It's his tribute band, the Rolling Crones.
What? Mm-hmm. What's now going on with Buckner? Brinson Buckner, is it?
Well, if he says that, he just stops at the show. Like, we paid a lot of money to watch Eddie Vedder cut on the band and laugh.
Yep.
Rolling Crones.
Oh my God.
There's he's talking about Harrison Butker and what he said.
You know, the irony was that this football player, kicker.
Wow.
You see the kicker because he doesn't have the pads because he doesn't tap anybody or get tapped. But, you know, he started telling, he was telling men to don't forget to puff up your chest and be more masculine. Don't lose your masculinity. The irony was that when he was saying that, he looked like such a pussy.
Man, takes one to know one.
Wow. He says it the way Vince McMahon spells it.
Yeah, he does. He says it real weird. Like, he didn't want to say it. He's very uncomfortable with that word coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Probably the other way, too.
These bands that tour a lot, you know, it probably gets monotonous. So if you pay a lot of money to go to a show, would you mind if they changed the words every so often? Like, just to amuse themselves?
Like they do.
Nobody would notice.
Certain songs, they would, like, sing about your town in the song when it was live.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I don't, you know.
I can't think of an example
now. I got one that was on the radio like that. It was Nothing On But The Radio by Gary Allen, and it would name drop a bunch of local country stations in the song. They get their own individual version for their station.
Top 40 used to do that,
too. Yeah.
I think Flo Rida did it.
I don't think there's been one since that country song did it. That's the last one I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was cool. We never had one do that.
My sister Georgia is looking to get in the game as well.
Mm-hmm.
So NASCAR has not decided if they're going to suspend Stenhouse yet or not.
Don't. Encourage it. It makes it more exciting. If there's a tie, they fight for the win.
Are you talking about Stenhouse Jr. or Senior?
Well, that's the thing.
Junior.
Senior could face sanctions, too.
I ain't on him.
If you ain't heard that, let me play.
I ain't on him.
I ain't on him. That's the best.
He could be any former, like, old school NASCAR legend.
I like people were tagging us on X in the videos of the Kyle Busch crew member just slinging dudes around.
God, yes.
Just shoving and throwing.
It's a hoss.
Get off here. Get off here. Get off here, motherfucker. Stop.
Stop.
Come on.
I
ain't on him.
I saw it from a couple different angles. I feel like Kyle would have seen that punch coming. Because you see Stenhouse kind of cocked back a little bit.
Well, wasn't his didn't he have his hands behind his back? Like, I'm showing you that I'm not throwing the first punch, but it's that thing where people put their jaw out like, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, Stenhouse telegraphed the hell out of it because he did that thing where he looks off to the side, does that, come on, man, that face where you know you're about to get swung on. He totally telegraphed it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not a, like, I mean, would you walk up on somebody, like, there's going to likely be some fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to tell them.
Matter of fact, if you're ever in a situation where a dude's talking trash to you and you're talking trash mutually, and he does that thing where he looks off to the left like, come on, man, just go ahead and crack him right then because he's about to swing on you.
I always say, ooh, look. And then when they look then, I just want to hit him.
Do you hit him or you do the working punches to kind of mess with their head?
I slap my thigh.
I slap my thigh, yeah.
I super kick him.
Is this guy fighting me or not? What the hell's
I'm
throwing my working punches. I'm just barely glancing the cheek, but I'm smacking the thigh real hard. He don't know what's happening.
Who did Ricky Morton say that to? Your working punches put me in the hospital.
Smacking the thigh.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember who he was talking about, but
Kevin Nash?
Even when you shoot punches, your working punches are killing me. That's something Mick Foley said, too, about Terry Funk. He always wondered how Terry Funk threw the best-looking punch in wrestling, and then the first time he took one, he realized it's because Terry Funk's hitting you as hard as he can.
Simon right and Garfunker.
Yeah.
That was great, man.
Remember what Flair said in his book? He hung a piece of string from the door, and that's how he learned to punch.
Yeah.
Just not hit the string. Whip out of here. Y'all don't care.
No, I do. I just don't remember that.
You guys do. I mean, like, you know. People listen. Oh, you talk about wrestling too much. Oh. I don't like wrestling. It's not real. You talk about wrestling. What do you want to talk about?
That is the golf? Impression. That is the golf.
You don't talk about tennis?
The NBA draft, speaking of things that ain't real.
Pickleball.
You didn't say nothing about OTAs yesterday, fat boy. My God. All right.
We got one guy's going to be texting in later wanting us to celebrate Josh Allen's birthday.
What about Drake May and Tom Brady meeting? What?
Yeah, what about it,
I ain't on him.
I ain't on him.
All right, thank you. We will take a break when we come back. I'm alluding to this so I don't mess it up for one person.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, two people.
It's time.
But it is time for an update on Truth and Consequences. And that will happen right after this.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.